to House Talk on News Radio Wham 1180. The show is a weekly conversation about all things you should know when buying, selling, or maintaining your home. Join in with your comments or questions. Call or text 222-1180 or 1-800-295-1180. Now, live from the News Radio Wham 1180 studios in downtown Rochester, here are your hosts, Jeff Schofield, Mike Reed, and Jamie Messner.
Welcome back to House Talk, everyone. Happy Sunday. I'm Jamie Messner with Premium Mortgage. I'm here with Sandy Grana from RE/MAX Plus and Terry Benaway from All County Home Inspections. We got the girls' crew here today leading the way. I love it. So I know Sandy and Terry, we were talking before the show started that we are still in a seller's market.
Yes, we are. And that seems to be what everybody is talking about, and buyers are concerned with this. And I have some statistics to really shock everyone, even in 1 year's time, what the market has changed. We have, in the greater Rochester area, the average sale price is 187. That's our average in the Rochester area, and it's up 7% from last year at this time. But, you know, I just want those buyers to know, you know, we're looking out for you, and you do have rights. And even though it is a seller's market, there's things to protect you and help you, along with anti-discrimination laws and other things that govern and protect you to make sure that there's no unethical behavior going on. I spoke with someone at the Greater Rochester Area of Realtors about the regulations that are strictly enforced now, thank goodness, to protect the rights of buyers. We have the anti-discrimination law that covers and protects someone's age, creed, race, color, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, marital status, domestic violence victim status, also they had to put in there, disability, military status, family status, gender identity, and source of income. So that is something that we now go over with sellers as we present them with a form that they must sign that is an anti-discrimination form. And I think it's good to have a conversation with your sellers, because in this age of Ring doorbells and security cameras and Google, it's easy to get a, you know, find out who those people are who are coming to see your house and who the buyers are. And we want to make it an equal playing field. And there's things in place to help us. And there's anti-discrimination laws in lending as well, correct, mm-hmm. Jamie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got all the same, basically. Same discriminatory, anti-discriminatory things in place. And, you know, when we were talking about this the other day, and I had thought, wow, I didn't realize that it was like so, if it was like a prevalent thing. I didn't realize that, you know, I thought it was just a transaction. I didn't realize that these things were actually being like happening. So, you know, I guess people are emotional about their home sale, and maybe they care about, you know, who's moving in. That's like, it's an emotional thing, I guess.
Right.
Explain that, I guess. Like, how does this happen?
Well, I think because of the practices that were in place for a long time, years ago, we want to make sure that that doesn't ever happen again.
Definitely.
There was something called redlining that, older agents that I talk to now or retired agents will tell me, oh, yeah, it was a real thing that we were instructed where certain groups of people could live and where they couldn't.
Oh, wow.
And it's just remarkable. It's hard for us to wrap our minds around it, but it really happened. And
yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. So that's why these laws are in place and they're strictly enforced. And we're constantly being educated and reminded. And that's why when we present that form to the seller, as a seller, even though, yes, it is a seller's market, there are still some things that a seller must be held accountable for and responsible for,
mm-hmm.
as well as keeping the house maintained and making sure that it's either plowed or the lawn is mowed or there's not a bee infestation when your buyers take their final walkthrough. That happened to me just a few days ago. And, you know, you've got to check on the property. You can't just figure out, well, I already got my accepted purchase offer and we're going to be closing in 6 weeks and I'll just let the house go. You can't do that. So, and I'm sure Terry can help me out with this, what you see out in the field.
Yes. So part of my job is that we offer to do final walkthroughs for folks just as an educated eye, as somebody who might notice something that others may not. So as we do those, we're looking for any signs of water moisture staining, signs of those pests or insects. And has anything changed since they were last there? So we may ask questions. What did it look like when you were last here? How can we help you? What are you looking for today? So, you know, here recently I was on a brand new build and the siding was missing off of the rear of the home. And it's not like somebody purposefully neglected it, but like you said, Sandy, it wasn't being watched. Mm-hmm. So we all assume it blew off at some point. So that needed to be replaced. And between the builders kind of wrapping up inside the house and other inspectors for other municipalities and things coming in, as I was running around, running water, flushing toilets, that kind of stuff, you know, we found a slow drip in the drain waste system right at the clean out. And it turns out that somebody in the municipality came in to inspect the drainage system that was going from the house out to the street. Well, they didn't screw the cap on very tightly. So there's some little things and nuances that we're looking for when we're doing our final walkthroughs with our clients. And it's so great to do. And also the other time that we highly suggest that you do them is when if you were got your standard residential inspection as part of your purchasing process, and if you had them fix anything in between, you negotiated, you know, updating some outlets or whatever, however big or however small that negotiation was, we definitely recommend that you call us back to do that final walkthrough with you for you so we can check on those items to make sure they were up to our standard.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That would be a great peace of mind for a buyer to have you do the final walkthrough along with their agent.
And my favorite time to do that is definitely for the clients that are out of town. So when they're moving from, you know, anywhere but the Rochester area. So folks coming in from the coasts or from down south and moving up for jobs or school or what have you. I highly recommend that they always give us a phone call to do that final walkthrough and not just rely on a realtor, a property manager, a maintenance person, mm-hmm. but to give us a call and have us do those final walkthroughs for them.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's great. Yeah. And also that consultation that you offer. I know we've talked about it with Mike. I just love that consultation walkthrough. It's just, it gives the buyers that extra confidence when they are ready to write an offer. You know, so of course you have to have permission from the listing agent to come through but on the other hand, you're not taking anything apart.
No.
It's looking for the red flags, which could be very costly if somebody were to purchase a house, waive the home inspection, and then find out they have a huge mold problem or a major leak, or I mean, it could be almost anything.
Sure. So I know you started off by saying it is still that seller's market. And yes, we are most certainly here for those buyers as well. But let me talk on both sides of that coin. So doing these consultations, we're in the home 30, maybe 40 minutes, if I can squeak out that extra 10 minutes on the exterior of the home. But what I have found is it's giving those buyers the confidence to go either way with their offers potentially. So one, we're educating them on what is in the home. If we find those molds, those fixes, those things that need to be updated. But two, sometimes I call them a cupcake. So if it's a home that just, you know, is just great, there's nothing wrong with it, they're more than willing mm-hmm. to then at that point fight for the home and put in that extra offer to go above possibly the asking cost because they're confident in the home that they're getting. So I don't want sellers to be afraid of me. I'm there to also help them too, right? So I'm not there to find everything that's wrong with their home. I'm also there to point out what's right with their
home. Absolutely.
Definitely.
And I really have seen it where folks have said, oh, I'm going to offer you know, $8,000 less because I know we've got this mold mm-hmm. issue or, you know, something is damaged. Or I've heard the opposite, you know, as I walk away, I'm not part of negotiations or anything, but I can hear the whispers between clients and realtors. And I hear somebody say, oh, I'm willing to go $25,000 over if there's nothing wrong on the surface. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very beneficial for both sides of that coin to let us come in and do those consultations and those inspections. I think they're worth their weight in gold.
I agree 100%. Yeah. So, and Jamie, you're as I have to say, I love Premium Mortgage. Oh, I really do.
Thank you.
You guys are great from start to finish with buyers. So thorough. And I love the fact, especially with first time home buyers, mm-hmm. It's something as simple as a graph to show them what this every step of the way to expect.
Right. Right. So, you know, we do this all day, every day. We know the ins and outs of our businesses, but we got to take a step back sometimes and realize that people who are doing this for the first time, maybe not even the first time, but the fifth or sixth time, still, you know, they don't do it that often. So having that roadmap is actually what it is to go by is super helpful and makes them feel more empowered. But we're heading to a break, so we'll pick this up when we get back. 222-1180.
Welcome back to House Talk at WHAM 1180. We are taking calls at 585-222-1180. I'm Sandy Grana with RE/MAX Plus. I'm sitting here today with Jamie Messner from Premium Mortgage and Terry Benaway from All County Home Inspections. We were talking about the first-time home buyer, which is the largest group of buyers we have right now. And, you know, being a first-time home buyer is a little scary. Because mm-hmm. you don't know what you don't know. Yes. So they have questions, and we'd love to hear your questions. So please call us at 585-222-1180, and you have three professionals that would love to help. So, Jamie, you were talking about the whole process of trying to calm their fears and educate them on the home lending process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a lot of the antidote to that is to actually just keep communicating through the whole process. Let them know this is what we're going to do now from pre-approval up all the way until, you know, they close. Let them know what's happening, what to expect. I always will start out with my buyers, no matter if they're first time or not, but I send them within like the first, you know, the conversation after they're pre-approved. I let them know this is the next step. This is what we're going to do going forward. Once they get a contract accepted, same thing. We kind of outline the next week or two to come, and we keep touching base on a weekly basis just to see, make sure they're okay, they're comfortable. Because a lot of times I've found they'll have questions that they might be too afraid to ask. And unless I prompt that, give them a call and just say, hey, just checking in, making sure everything's good, making sure you're still feeling good about the process. Any questions come to mind since we last talked? And a lot of times there has been stuff that they've been thinking about but haven't reached out. So it's always good to initiate that communication with them. Ease their mind, ease their fears. And they also have either parents or friends or maybe relatives that have done this process many, many years ago. So they're hearing stories or getting advice that might not necessarily be relevant to today and the market today and the purchase process today. So making sure they stay educated with that and updating them on everything is really helpful.
And what would you say would be the best advice for someone to get ready to be in that position to apply for a mortgage or get their pre-approval? I mean, I've got some young people who they just have no idea even what their credit rating mm-hmm. is, you know.
Mm-hmm. And going through the pre-approval process would definitely be the first step. Even if you don't think you're ready, there have been so many times where I've had a client come and to start the process and they've been holding out for years because they didn't think they were ready. And with different programs available now, they are, and they didn't realize it. And so unless you talk to somebody, mm-hmm. talk to me, talk to a professional about it, you don't know. So that would be the first place to start. Get educated on how the pre-approval process works, what we're looking for. If you do need credit help, what we need to do, because we have an in-house credit person at Premium where we can set you up on a plan and get you ready if you're not. So it's a great place to start. Even if you're not thinking about buying for a year or two, it's still a good time to get a baseline so you know what to expect and where you're going from here.
Absolutely. And then I know working with a first-time home buyer who, you know, they have to have maybe a good feel for where they want to be,
mm-hmm.
explore those areas, and then they might even be surprised. They might prefer a town that they didn't consider before.
Sure.
So even if you pop in on open houses or take a Sunday drive and, you know, wow, Scottsville's adorable, or, you know, like there's areas that, because we have people, as you both know, moving here from all over the country to upstate New York, and they're just blown away by how beautiful our area is, and the Finger Lakes and the towns and the canal towns. And, you know, I think maybe when you grow up here, you kind of take for granted how, you know, we're just so used to it.
Sure.
And, you know, they're coming from very busy cities, and, you know, it's just nice to explore the area a little bit. So
I was someone that actually moved away from upstate New York and swore I would never come back. And here I am. I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back. Missed it. Loved it. It is. It's beautiful. The seasons, everything. So, yeah.
Well, wonderful. So my favorite part is helping those first-time home buyers understand a home. I recently, this summer, I've been so fortunate to get two different couples who moved up here. They were both going to be working from home. Both were from Jersey, New York City, metropolitan area down there. And, you know, they've lived in high-rises, condos, townhouses, and never really had to care for their own homes. I came and did those consultations for their walkthroughs because they didn't know what they were looking at, and they wanted to be educated on what they were looking at to see if they even wanted to put in an offer. By the time we got done with day one, walking through maybe like three homes, they were ear-to-ear smiles on what they have learned, what they had seen, and I even educated them enough that day to help them along the way. So we'll talk more about that, and we'll be back on WHAM 1180. Welcome back to House Talk on this fine Sunday morning. Please give us a call at 222-1180 if you have any questions or comments or would like to jump in with us. I am here with Sandy Grana from RE/MAX Plus and Jamie Messner from Premium Mortgage, and I am Terry Benaway from All County Home Inspection. So today we have been talking about sellers and buyers and focusing in a little bit more on the situations for the first-time home buyers and how we're all here to help them and things that we can do. So those consultations that we at All County Home Inspections offer is a 30-minute walkthrough to go through the house. It is a limited visual inspection, so we're looking at things on the surface. The only tool we really use is a flashlight. And we give folks a rundown on the whole home as fast as we can, almost. Considering a full home inspection generally takes us about 2.5 hours, so a 30-minute walkthrough is really just on the surface. But we are looking for those signs and symptoms of larger concerns that we may say, oh, this might need to be investigated further. So when we do these for these first-time home buyers, it is such an education process, you know, telling them about how a home works, what the parts are, and things as simple as where to shut off your water, where to go if you have a sump pump, how are you going to fix that and test that and turn those things on. It really is an educational process, and we are the general practitioners of a home as a home inspector. And we seem to really educate those first-time home buyers in those consultation appointments. And then, of course, we always encourage to have a full home inspection later on down the line where we can use more tools, be a little bit more invasive. And when I say invasive, like actually looking into an electrical panel, a furnace, going into an attic space, and getting more information yet on things to help them out. And our inspection report is so great for any home buyer at any stage, truly, because it gives them their to-do list and things to look out for, things to monitor, things to watch, and even the things that were good. So we often say, oh, I did. We hear clients say, we didn't even know you checked something like that. But they'll see the heading or the topic on the report that things were checked that they didn't even know existed in a home. So that is truly my thrill for those first-time home buyers, is just to educate them and help them understand what needs to be done and all about the parts of a home.
And I really do like All County's home inspection report. It's very easy to read. The way you guys have it color-coded for, you know, green, red, yellow. Yellow is cautionary or, like, maintenance type
Correct.
Of things. Red is, okay, this needs to be fixed or this is an issue. So I very, very easy to read and, you know, not just for the buyer, but also for a realtor when something does need to be repaired or we have to discuss it with the selling agent, the listing agent, I'm sorry. But we also were discussing on the break about when you walk into a home and you see it's clean and maintained, you know, you hit the feeling, okay, it's clean and maintained everywhere. It looks like this is a really good home. Like there's not going to be any major issues that I'm going to have to worry about, you hope. But that clean brings green to sellers. So keep that in mind. Even budget for a professional cleaner.
Absolutely.
If you're overwhelmed, you've got little kids, the whole moving process is a lot. Packing up, put your things in big storage bins and stack them neatly in the side of your garage or against a wall in the basement so that you have that clear, open space. Staging is important, but I would say a super clean house is going to bring you more dollars than even staging. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. So as a home inspector, we do feel that the homes that are cleaned were probably cared for as well over the years. Mm-hmm, so It even makes me feel better going into those cleaner homes as well. But trust me, I still look under every cabinet and under every pillow, if you will. Nothing's left unturned still. But you can feel the love and the care, and then you see it in the equipment and throughout the home as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, being a homeowner it's a responsibility. And, you know, some people maybe are not ready yet if they're just used to renting. But with the rent prices climbing to what they are, I just hear a lot of people saying, we can't afford to rent. We're better off to buy, even with mortgage rates being what they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're creeping up. And Jamie, you might want to talk about that.
Well, when we compare renting to buying, when I sit with my first-time home buyers, obviously we go over budget. So we make sure that even buying is within their budget and they can find a home at a monthly payment within their budget. Not necessarily. I mean, we always have a rate conversation, always, because that's part of the process. That's part of the mortgage. But if you can afford the monthly payment, you're comfortable with the monthly payment. That's really what we focus on, is where your comfortability lies on a monthly basis, because that's where you're going to feel it, you know, not the overall purchase price. It comes down to that monthly payment that you have to write a check for every month. And also, I remind people, if they're on the fence, that renting is 100% interest you're paying to somebody else. You know, you're not building any equity in anything. So you're always going to have to pay interest when you get a mortgage, whether it be that 2-3% that we had a few years ago, which I'm sorry to say I doubt we'll see again, but who knows? I doubt it. Or the around, you know, 7-8-ish, whatever we're knocking on now, depending on program and loan type and all that, all those specifics. You still have to pay interest, and it's not 100% at least. So
right.
That's a good
something
point
to think about.
Yeah. If you rent, you're just basically... Mm-hmm. You lose that money every month. You have nothing to show for
it. Yeah, and
you're
building equity, too. The values. I mean, we talked about this last week, the amount of equity people have in their homes these days just because of the values going up. I mean, you said at the beginning of the show with the purchase prices now, it's up 7%. The homes in the area are building value still, maybe not at the rate that they were in the past couple of years, which is good. You know, we want to be in a sustainable level, but you're investing in yourself and in your home, whereas renting, it's you can't say the same thing.
Right. It's a big step for somebody to purchase a home. It's all three of us see that side of it, the emotion, the anxiety. But, you know, I think all three of us know that we can walk them through it. We can help them and make it less scary and make it, because it is a better decision than renting, of course. So,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And Terry, I know that you've been doing home inspections for a while now, and I've had a couple of my clients, when you show up on the scene, they're like, all right, she's a woman.
Oh, yes. Don't be surprised, Jamie. So, I'll give you all a little rundown on myself when we come back. So thanks for listening at WHAM 1180.
Welcome back to House Talk at 222-1180 on WHAM 1180. I'm Jamie Messner with Premium Mortgage, here with Sandy Grana from RE/MAX Plus, filling in for Jeff Schofield, and Terry Benaway from All County Home Inspections, filling in for Mike Reed, who is out having fun at the Bills game. Nice. So, Terry, I know you were telling us a little bit about yourself and your background, so tell us more.
Okay, so I got into the home inspection industry through actually aquatics and pools. I had known Mike for several years, and he knew I had run commercial pools for about 20 years at the time. And one day he elbowed me and just said, hey, would you want to come inspect pools for me while I'm doing a home inspection? And I said, well, sure, I can do that. So I was able to find a certification course to take to do that. And that's how I got my toe in the door. And from there, I went in to the office and was helping Mike with scheduling and client care and that sort of thing. Then I started going out on the job site with Mike and some of our other inspectors and kind of learning the ropes, if you will, a little. And I said, hey, I can do this. I love this kind of stuff. And being somebody who went to school to be a teacher, I've always still have a thirst for knowledge and continuing education and those kinds of things. So I was able to get certified, had to take a 100-hour in-person course. Then you have 40 hours of field work after that. So you can imagine a woman walking into a course full of men. And, of course, there's always comments and things, both fun and not so fun. But I kicked their butt.
That's awesome. I bet you did.
So by the middle of the course, they were all asking me for my study tips and if I would show up before exams and help them. And I did turn out to be the valedictorian of the course. So I can spot off definitions and measurements and things that we need to know as inspectors pretty well. So my favorite part is sometimes it is the shock and awe. So having the name Terry, sometimes folks don't know who's coming, whether it's going to be a male or a female. And very often I hear the words, oh, my God, it's a girl. And I might be on a roof when I hear those comments. And yes, I do wear pink boots. I have pink rain boots that I wear when the snow is deep and the ground is wet. And it's fun, though. I came from a farming background in the Midwest, so crawling in dirt, being in mud, climbing up high. I used to, like, climb up on the top of the barns and jump off into the hay and that kind of stuff. So those things don't bug me, and I really, really love this profession. I still feel like we're in the people world and helping one another, and I can't say enough about it and how excited I am to do this and go to work every day and still surprise a few people.
What is some of the craziest things you've seen on inspection?
Oh, heavens. Well, I literally once saw a shoe holding up a foundation with wrapping paper tube. And we said the house had good footing. Just last week. So here's something else for these consultations. Just last week, I had access to an attic a walk-up, but it was strictly a storage space, not anything that was even finished. There was a 4-foot by 4-foot nest. I am not kidding you. It was as up to my nose and as long as one of my arms. This nest was ginormous. I was in a $600,000 house who somebody said did not need a home inspection.
Mm.
Well, the attic definitely needed to be looked at. So there are items and things every day. There for a while, we had a segment called Fun Find Fridays that we would put on our Facebook page. Some funny, some quirky, some shocking. The mice in the electrical panel. That's never my favorite.
Oh, gosh.
They weren't there to repair the electrical. No.
I love hearing the stories from the realtors and the home inspectors, because I meet with clients usually in my office or over the phone. So I don't get to go, unless I'm helping with an open house or something, I still don't get to see all of these fun, exciting things that you guys come across sometimes. So love hearing the stories.
It is. It's fun. We make it fun. And it is. I enjoy helping people as well, as both of you do.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this week on House Talk WAM 1180. We will see you next week. Have a great Sunday.